Title, Roar and Mill Jungle Presets, for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's build some jungle and drum and bass tools that actually behave in a DJ set. This is an advanced Ableton Live sound design lesson using Meld into Roar, with one specific mindset, not the sickest sound in solo, but a patch that you can drop into a mix, automate fast, and blend cleanly for 32 bars without surprises. By the end, you'll have three performance-ready presets, a Roller Respace rack, a 90s Rave Stab rack, and an Atmos or Noise tool for intros, blends, and exits. And the big theme throughout is DJ-friendly predictability. Mono, stable sub, controlled loudness when you add distortion, and macro states you can hit every time, intro, mix, drop, exit plus one wild card for fills. Let's go. First, step 0, session setup, because translation is everything. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to park it at 172, because it's a modern sweet spot for rollers and current jungle. On the master, keep it conservative. Add utility, keep width at 100% and turn bass mono on around 120 Hz. Then a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. The limiter is not there to crush. It's there to stop surprises while you design. If your presets only sound good when the master is working hard, they're not DJ tools, they're landmines. Create groups, drums, bass, music, FX, and vocal if you need it. Then make three return tracks. Return A is reverb, hybrid reverb, plate, around 1.2 to 1.8 seconds, and high pass at around 250 Hz so the low end doesn't wash out. Return B is delay, echo, dotted eighth. Filter it so it's roughly 300 Hz to 6k Hz, and add a little modulation, like 10 to 15%. Return C is parallel dirt, roar with gentle drive, then EQ 8 band limiting it, maybe 200 Hz to 6k Hz. This is your glue sauce. You send into it. You don't live on it. Cool. Now we start building. Step 1. The Roller Resin Meld. Create a MIDI track. Load Meld. The concept is simple. Stable low layer plus moving mid layer. That's how you get rolling pressure without the sub turning into jelly. In Meld, set voices around 6 to 8, but don't go crazy. Keep unison spread moderate. You want motion, not a trance supersaw. Osc A. A saw or rich waveform. Pitch down 12 semitones. Osc B. Saw or pulse at 0 semitones and detune it slightly from Osc A. Filter. Low pass, 24 dB. Start the cutoff around 180 to 400 Hz, because we're going to macro it later. If there's filter drive available, a little is fine, but keep it tasteful. Amp envelope, fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 250 to 500 ms, sustain around 0.6 to 0.8, release around 80 to 140 ms. You want it to feel solid and continuous, not clicky and not overly legato gooey. Now the Reese movement, add an LFO to fine pitch with a very tiny depth, or to the filter cutoff if you prefer. Rate. Slow. Something like 0.08 to 0.25 Hz gives you that long drift. If you want extra life, add a second faster LFO around 1 to 3 Hz. But again, subtle. The goal is motion you feel, not a siren you hear. Now, here's the DJ-friendly trick that makes this whole thing usable. Split the sub from the mid-range. After meld, add an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is SUB. Put a Q8 with a steep low pass at 120 Hz. Then utility set to width 0%, full mono. Trim the gain so the sub is strong but not stupid. Chain 2 is MID. Put a Q8 with a high pass at 120 Hz. Then utility for width. And you can push this chain to 120 or even 150% if it behaves. This is the discipline. The sub is boring on purpose. You earn width above the split. Quick coach note. Don't only think about below 120. Also sanity check the 120 to 250 region. If that area goes wide, a live club systems will make your bass feel hollow. A safe approach is to keep most of the width happening higher, like above 300 to 500 Hz. Alright. Step 2. Roar. This is where it turns into a weapon. Put roar after the split rack to start simple. You can get fancy later with perchain roar, but let's keep it manageable first. Enable multiband with 3 bands. Low, 20 to 120 Hz. Mid, 120 Hz to 2.5 kHz, high, 2.5 kHz to 18 kHz, low band, protect the club, drive should be very low, you're going for weight, not fuzz, Keep the tone neutral or slightly dark. If Roar has dynamics or transient options, keep the low end controlled. This is the band that will make your limiter pump if you get greedy. Mid band. This is the growl zone. Pick a character that adds harmonics without that fizzy, brittle top. Drive medium. Add feedback or tone shaping modestly. If there's modulation in Roar, slow movement on drive or tone can add life, but keep it phrase safe. In other words, if you're mixing for 32 bars, you don't want the bass to feel like it's drifting out of time. High band, air and edge. Drive low to medium, and if it gets brittle, roll off the extreme top. Jungle doesn't need 18K sizzling. It needs presence that survives rough systems. Now, mandatory cleanup after Roar. Add EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom. If it's muddy, gently dip 250 to 400. If it's harsh, try a narrow dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Optional. Glue compressor after that. Light. Attack 10 ms. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And here's a big teacher moment. Macro gain law matters more than the distortion model. If your drive macro makes it louder every time, you'll always choose the loudest setting, and your mix will lie to you. When you map drive up, also map output down, either inside Roar or with a utility after it. A practical check. Loop 8 bars, move the drive macro slowly, and watch your meter. Try to keep it within plus or minus 1 dB while the tone changes. That's the sweet spot for a DJ tool. Step 3. Performance macros, the whole DJ-friendly brain. Group your whole bass chain into an audio effect rack, then map macros like this. Macro 1. Drop, meaning filter open. Map meld filter cutoff, and maybe a touch of resonance. Set the range. So intro is around 150 Hz and drop lands somewhere like 600 Hz up to 1.2 kHz depending on how bright you want the bass to speak. Macro 2. Roar. Mid drive. Map Roar's mid band drive and map output trim down slightly as drive goes up. This is that gain law rule in action. Macro 3. Width, mids only. Map the MID chain utility width from 100 up to around 160. The sub stays fixed at 0, always. Macro 4. Motion. Map LFO depth. This is your A versus B section switch. I steady and mix stable. B is more animated and exciting. Macro 5. Sub level. Map the SUB chain utility gain plus or minus 3 dB. This is for matching different tracks and different masters in a set without rewriting your patch. Macro 6. Air cut. Map a high shelf down or a gentle low pass in your post EQ. This is the blend into another track macro or the make an intro version instantly macro. And conceptually, don't think one evolving patch. Think DJ states. Intro. Darker. Contained. Maybe narrower. Mix. Stable. Not too bright. Drop. Open and aggressive. Exit. Simplified. Less wide. Less modulated. Then one wild card macro for fills. That's how you keep it playable. Step 4. The 90s rave stab. Meld into Roar again, but different behavior. New MIDI track. Load meld. Ask a saw. Ask B square or a pulse. Detune small but clearly audible. You want that classic thickness. Filter. Band pass if you want that nasal rave focus, or low pass with a bit of resonance for a more modern take. Amp envelope. Short and snappy. Attack at 0. Decay 150 to 350 ms. Sustain close to 0, like 0 to 0.2. Release 50 to 120 ms. Before meld, put a chord MIDI effect. Classic is plus 7 and plus 12 semitones. Instant rave. Or for darker cluster vibes, try plus 3, plus 7, plus 10. Now Roar on the stab. You can do multi-band lightly or even single band for cohesive crunch. Drive moderate. Tone. Push presence, but watch the 3 to 5 kHz zone, because that's where exciting turns into piercing fast. After that, add auto filter and map it for intro and outro filtering. And use your returns, send to plate reverb and dotted eighth delay. Those two together create that huge jungle space, but because they're all returns, you can control them per section. DJ macros for the stab rack. Stab length. Map amp decay and maybe reverb send together. Shorter for busy breaks, longer for breakdowns. Crunch. Roar drive plus output trim compensation. Pitch slam. Add a pitch MIDI effect and map it to a quick drop like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones. That's your fill button. Extra tip. If the stab isn't cutting through the break, don't just turn it up. Add drum boss or glue after it, and treat it like transient shaping. Slight transient boost. Tiny drive. Then trim the output. The stab will read clearer without stealing headroom. Step 5. The Atmos or Noise Tool. This is your transition glue. You want something that can run 32 to 64 bars without annoying people. That's the bar. You can do it in MIDI using a noise source with filter movement, or use simpler with a vinyl noise loop. Then process it like a DJ tool. Roar gently, wideband for texture. Auto filter with a band pass sweep. Map to a macro. Hybrid reverb. Keep it dark. No shimmer. Utility for width automation. Wider in breakdowns. Narrower under drums. Macros. Tweep. Auto filter frequency. Grit. Roar drive. Bass. Reverb send or decay. Duck. Sidechain amount. Because this tool should sit under drums like it knows its place. Also, one advanced but super musical idea. Make the Atmos follow the key. Add a very quiet sine or triangle tune to your root note, underneath the noise. You won't hear it as a note, but it glues transitions in a really professional way. Step 6. Sidechain the right way for rolling jungle. On your bass group, add a compressor with sidechain from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Tune it to the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction for rollers. On music and Atmos, do the same but lighter. Advanced groove trick. Sidechain from kick and snare, not just kick. Make ASC trigger track with a muted click pattern matching kick and snare phrasing. Feed that into your compressors. Then if you swap drum samples later, the pumping still matches the rhythm. It's unbelievably helpful for jungle. Step 7. Arrangement template for DJ-friendly sets. At 172 BPM, think in clean phrases. 16, 32, 64 bars. DJs love predictability because it makes blends effortless. Here's a solid layout. Bar 0 to 32. Intro tool. Breakbeat filtered with a high pass rising. Atmos tool running. Bar stab hits. Bass muted or heavily low passed. Filter macro low. Bars 33 to 48. Pre-drop. Bring the bass in with the filter mostly closed. Increase motion slightly. Add snare build or amen edits. Bars 49 to 112. Drop A. Full drums and bass. Stab is call and response every 4 or 8 bars. At bar 81. Do a small variation, more mid-drive, a touch more width. That's your B flavor without rewriting the bass line. Bars 113 to 128, DJ exit, mix out. Remove stab and most tops. Keep drums and simplified bass. Filter a bit lower, reduce drive. Leave a tiny signature, maybe one stab every 8 bars or a recognizable Atmos motif. But keep it uncluttered so another track can land. And print DJ tools. Seriously, export versions like drums plus bass only, no drums, music only, intro Atmos only, and leave headroom, peaks around minus 6 dB. DJ's stack sources. Headroom makes you sound expensive. Common mistakes to avoid as you do all this. Don't overdrive roars low band. You'll get unstable subs and limiter pumping. Don't put width on the sub. Anything below about 120 should be mono. Don't ignore loudness compensation. Drive should change tone more than level. Don't make reese movement too fast or deep. That becomes comedic wobble instead of pressure. And don't let the bass own 200 to 500 Hz all day. That where breaks live. If you don't carve space, your amen will feel small. Now a quick 20-minute practice exercise to lock this in. This audio version is shortened for playback.